Blackstone Audio presents Book 3 of the Shill Trilogy.
Beware the Shill by John Shepherd. Read by Kara O'Brien. Chapter 1. Jane could feel the stitches on her leg tear. Blood streamed, but she pushed through the pain, running for her life. She looked back, couldn't see him, wasn't sure if he was following. She had just seen a ghost. Only moments ago, Cooper had surprised her. The man she thought was dead asked her to help him kill Veronica. She had said, "I won't be an accomplice to murder." "I'm not asking you to," he replied. "Sounds like you are." Since the day she'd identified Cooper's corpse, she couldn't get the image of his rotted face and shriveled hands out of her mind. But that was his brother, a mistaken identity. And now, here Cooper was, alive, the lover that betrayed her, Jane's partner in crime. "You lied to me," she'd said. "You set me up. Why would I help you?" "Because unless we get to Veronica first, she'll kill you." That gave Jane pause. She thought about the assassin who failed to strangle her in the Los Angeles jail, the one hired by Veronica. The same man followed Jane to Florida to finish the job. If it wasn't for the 38 special under her pillow and a little bit of luck, she realized she'd be dead. She backed off and tried to distance herself from him. "She won't stop," he pressed. "I'll go where she can't find me." "But she will find you. She'll kill your mother to draw you out," he said. The thought clinched her heart. Her mother Nancy was the only family she'd ever known, the one person in Jane's life who truly loved her. Cooper added, "We both know who you're dealing with." To Jane, he seemed older and far less handsome than she'd remembered. He was unshaven. His hair was long, and his clothes disheveled. This wasn't the master of the universe she'd fallen in love with. She said to him, "But you and Veronica were lovers at one time." He nodded, said, "Technically, we're still married." "You're asking me to help you kill the mother of your child?" "We won't kill her. We'll nail her for good, so Billy doesn't grow to become a monster." She recalled Veronica's boy. He had punched Jane in the nose at his lavish birthday party when Jane was disguised as a clown. He seemed beyond spoiled and a total brat. She said, "So he doesn't become a monster? It's too late for that." "You have every right to hate me. I had to let you know I'm still alive. I had to warn you."
"Warn me?"
"And ask for your help. We don't have much time."
"I wish I would have never met you," she said.
Jane yearned to be the pathetically broke, out-of-work actress once again. Sure, she was lonely back in Los Angeles and miserable, but at least there was peace in her life. At least people weren't trying to kill her. With regret, he said,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"